Exercise 5. You're going to hear a talk about the cost of education in the UK. The first time, just listen. Then I'll ask you generally what the speaker is talking about.
Once upon a time, education was free in the UK. And by that, I mean it was free to go to primary school, secondary school and university if you wanted to. Well, not anymore. Third level education has not been free for a number of years. In fact, it's become extremely expensive, with course fees now costing on average around £9,000 each year. But why do we charge students to learn? After all, doesn't this make society less equal? If only the wealthy are able to afford university, then the gap between rich and poor will widen. Besides, isn't education a basic right, and isn't providing it a basic service the government should be responsible for? After all, our taxes are supposed to cover basic services. Is it really fair to ask for more money? The cost of third-level education has now got so great, in fact, that students from less well-off families are either unable to go or are getting into debt just to pay for university. And this puts them under financial pressure from a young age. It's another disadvantage for graduates from poor backgrounds as they compete against the wealthy. Having more debt when they graduate means they have less chance of being able to buy a home of their own in the future. On the other hand, universities themselves argue that fees are a very necessary part of the education process. Without them, they claim that UK universities wouldn't be able to compete with foreign ones and build and maintain facilities of the very highest standard. They argue that the money fees bring in is necessary if the UK is to continue producing world-class graduates, which attract the best companies here. Indeed, recently, a high-profile Oxford University representative suggested fees should be raised even higher than they are at the moment. He suggested it costs around £16,000 a year to educate a student at Oxford. As mentioned, fees are presently around £9,000, which is considerably less. However, since most ordinary families already struggle to afford the cost of university, asking for fees to be increased further seems a very questionable policy indeed. Perhaps our universities do need a lot of investment to remain some of the best in the world. But should students really be paying for this? Does the government not have a responsibility to find the money from elsewhere? Everyone should have an equal opportunity to go to university, but, more and more, only the wealthy enjoy that choice.